This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hello, Assalamualaikum. How's it going, man?
Alhamdulillah.
How's work?
Alhamdulillah. Work is good.
Good.
How
family?
How are the programming?
Family?
Family is good.
How's your dad doing, man? Say my salam to him, please. Inshallah.
He's coming on Saturday.
He is?
Yeah.
I look forward to seeing you. Oh, wait. I'm not going to be here on Saturday.
Oh, man. Where are you going?
I'm going to Houston, inshallah.
Oh. That's a program, I'm guessing?
Yeah. Lots of programs are up nowadays. So, alhamdulillah.
What do you got going on?
There are a few programs, and, you know, one of them, actually one sticks in my head, because that program went great. At the end of it, this lady comes up to me and says, she needs to talk to me in private. Mm-hmm. Right? And I pull her to the side, and she starts talking to me about her husband. And it was a, you know, it's not the worst of what I've heard, but it's messed up enough. You know, so she comes up and says, you know, my husband's really religious. He prays 5 times a day. He goes to the masjid all the time, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But at the same time, he forbids me from seeing my family.
Oh.
He doesn't like when I call them. He doesn't like when I go over. So I almost secretly have to call my mom or, you know, check on them. And I don't, you know, if I don't tell him that I'm talking to my mom, am I being sinful or something? You know, because you have to obey your husband. And he keeps telling me, you know, that the men are in charge of women and you have to do what I say. I'm the Amir of the household. So according to Allah and his deen, according to the sunnah and the sharia, you have to obey me and you're under my household now. So you can't do, you know, or you can't stay in communication with your parents or your siblings or whatever. And then on top of that, he adds like, you know, I don't want you to leave the house ever. Like, just stay home. And until I take you out, don't go anywhere. Yeah. Kind of thing. So she's like, am I sinful for... You know, she got in trouble for going in the backyard one time. Or something. So like... She's frustrated. And her husband was there. But he was in a bathroom break or something. So she figured she'd slip in the question. Subhanallah. I realized that, you know, a lot of times people do things in the name of Islam. And they quote Quran, Sunnah, Sharia. But... Dude, it's like the exact opposite. You know, like, so, you know, the relationship between a husband and a wife is one of a partnership.
Yeah.
And even though the husband has been given certain responsibilities in the home, the Quran's language is not men are authorities over women. الرجال قوامون على النساء, maintainers over women. The word qawam has nothing to do with authority. Which is really interesting. A lot of translations say men are authorities over women.
Yeah.
But the word qawam in all of its meanings... None of them have to do with authority. Actually, from it is one of the names of Allah. Allahu la ilaha illahu al-hayyul qayyum, from the same origin. And the word qayyum has nothing to do with authority, even when you're talking about Allah. It has to do with Him taking care of, maintaining, holding upright, etc. He maintains the entire existence. That's what makes Him qayyum, you know? So, just to take that and first of all say that I'm the authority over you, it doesn't make any sense. And then second of all, like, you know, I have a relationship with... my wife, my wife has a relationship with me. She has a relationship with her parents, with her siblings, with her friends, with, you know, the other, all these relationships, right?
Yeah.
One relationship does not have the right to tell me to violate all the other relationships.
Oh, so it doesn't supersede the others.
They don't. Everybody has their space. You're not a slave. Like, no human being is the slave of another slave. Or another human being. We're all slaves of Allah,
yeah.
Right? So, I owe certain things to my mom, for example. But she cannot tell me to do something against my wife or the other way around. And the same thing with my wife. I can tell her to do certain things, but if it's making her violate some basic, you know, rights of her own parents, like she's not leaving the house and moving in with them or something, but she's giving them a call and checking on them. That's not something I can stop her from. And even if I do, it doesn't count because she owes them that responsibility. It came from Allah. Like, it's not something that she decided she has to have. It's actually from Allah. You have to be the best to your parents. When Allah says, "Wabil walidaini ihsana," He didn't say, men, be the best to your parents. Women, until you get married. Just the rest of the time, you know, consider them history. And you can just casually, like every Eid, kind of say salah. It doesn't say that. These are family situations. You know, so the other like weird thing in this whole scenario, first of all, they bring religion in where it doesn't belong. Then even about the freedom of this one, where can she go? Can she go outside and things like that? This is actually not a religious mandate. And he cannot tell her, you cannot go outside as a, kind of from the religion.
Yeah.
But if he's insecure and he's overprotective and he's like going crazy that she shouldn't go outside, etc., etc., this is his psychological issue, not the religion's. So I'm not saying that she should be able to disobey her husband because she's obligated. She's actually going, even if she's not obligated, it's a choice to go. And she still has the right. In other words, you can't stop people from fulfilling obligations, and you also can't stop people from their own rights. I have the right to fresh air. Somebody could use this for an extreme, right? They could say, okay, well, you know what? I watched, you know, a lecture, and I heard about this, or I heard this story about Umar radiallahu anhu, and then you know what? I'm going to go on a road trip. Yeah. I'm driving to California. Husband, see you later. people could do that. Yeah. But that's their problem. Then that's another psychological disorder. Like, I'm just going to be rebellious because I can be, etc. I mean, family is not about rules that are imposed. Like, if I have to quote a hadith at you every time I want you to do something, or you have to quote an ayah at me, then we've got much deeper issues than, you know, than Quran and Sunnah. We don't have a normal marriage. Yeah. Like, marriage is about, you know, discussion and compromise, making sure the other person's happy, right? And when you have to blackmail someone to do something using their religion, that's like ultimate, like, evil. Yeah. I can't think of anything more messed up than that in a relationship. To use chips like that, to use hadith and Quran to impose your will on somebody else, even though that doesn't even fit, you know, subhanAllah. So I tried to tell her what I could, at the end of the day, she's in this situation, and I can't, or nobody else can intervene. At the end of the day, she's going to have to work those things out with her husband directly.
Maybe it did help.
Yeah, and maybe it did help, you know. But at the very least, I think in a lot of relationships, there needs to be open conversation. Mm-hmm. And when people are misusing religion, they should be called out for it.
Yeah.
You know, so it makes me sad to see this, but inshallah, things are getting better. At least people have the courage now to at least come up to me. I commend your courage. It's not easy to come and talk about a problem you're having at home, you know?
Yeah.
So I pray that inshallah, so many people get helped because she's had the courage to come and ask the question. I'll see you next time, okay. Inshallah.